Thank you, Representative Pierce.
Thank you, Commissioner Kelleher. To some of my questions, but I'm going to read it anyways. So the federal government, 1 year appropriated $6 million. They appropriated $8 million. Now they're at $30 million on a federal level. How are they doing? What have they done with the money?
I have no idea.
Where are these studies? Just food for thought. Anybody who can answer the question, I would be fine. So can the Island Institute, Sea Grant of Maine, or the university system establish a monitoring system? There's always postgrads, PhDs looking for work to do, and can they seek grants out of these funds? So $30 million is a big chunk of change. So into six and eight, so, you know, I'm coming up with $44 million. Where's the money gone if this has been over 3 years? The state of Maine obviously can't keep up with that kind of funding. If this funding's just evaporated, the commissioner says it hasn't been appropriated. I don't know. So I think these other organizations, these NGOs, can work together. That's something that they have people in the field all the time doing. Sea Grant of Maine's in the water constantly. University of Maine Aquaculture's in the water constantly. The Island Institute's in the water constantly. I mean, it just makes sense that we would put it back into their pie, and maybe they can get some federal grants. I'm not... I understand, and I work in fisheries with our wives and other stuff, and I'm well aware that ocean acidification happens. It has not been established, but that's the problem with fisheries. It is on maybe some soft-shell clams and some other invertebrates. There's a lot of other stuff going on. I'm concerned with the fiscal note. A bond is something. I'm hearing the commissioner saying we need more money, but I think these other agencies or NGOs or universities who are always looking for postdocs, always got grad students working in the field, a lot better equipped to do this. And then maybe somebody from Marine can report their findings than us as a legislative body taking on this role.
Thank you, Representative Battle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When the lady was here from the Friends of Casco Bay, she had commented about that they were the only agency that I was able to track down that was actually keeping records for the ocean acidification. Remember, we checked with the Coast Guard and several others. And one of the comments she made is that in her records it shows that there's a decline in acidification. What kind of acidification she's exactly measuring, I'm not sure. And I don't have it outlined here in the notes, and I thought I had. There is a lot of potential with this, and I think something needs to be done with it. There's been a lot of work done in it, but I don't think this is the time, and I don't think it's ready. And I would think we should either table it till either next session or ought not to pass. This is just too many questions at this time. That's my opinion. I'm just sharing it.
Thank you very much. Was that a decline in acidification or pH?
Again, I'm not 100% sure. I believe it was that we were talking about measure. What was it? You called it first. You called it acidification and something. What was pH? But
does anybody? Huh? That's the measure of acidity, alkalinity. Right. Anything below 7 is acidity. Right. So it's gone down. It's increasing.
Is it right? If the pH goes down,
right.
Representative Devin, and then Representative McCray.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So the oceans are slightly basic. They're around a pH of around 8.1 or so. But what's happening is that it's lowering. So it has, in the last 50 years or so, gone down from about 8.2 to 8.1, I believe. And so The importance of the legislature and the state government being involved in this council is that we are the ones that develop the policy. And so I think that the commissioner I agree with what he's saying, and that we, you know, we need to be a part of this, and maybe this bill needs to be tabled today so that we can ensure that he brought up the point about leadership. Also, looking at the various ways to fund this, because it is going to be needed to be funded, and I don't want to confuse anyone. The federal government has not approved the president's request for the $30 million. My point was only that it's gone from six. His requests have gone from six to eight to 30 to show you the concern and the interest. And I'm not sure, like, we already have all the telltale signs of ocean acidification, so I'm not sure what more information we need to demonstrate that it is a threat. Obviously, we need a monitoring system to quantify and know exactly what's going on out there. Representative Wayne Perry has that bill in, and that's a bond to purchase the equipment to establish the ocean acidification system, monitoring system along the coast. And certainly we wouldn't be doing that. But, you know, that DMR or DEP may be involved in the administration of that, but those buoys would be maintained by NOAA or the university, and that data would be collected by, you know, Coast Guard, the universities, you know, whomever. With that, I'm done right now.